Good afternoon. I was thinking about deficiencies and how we're told that our body, you know, has these vitamin deficiencies and how we should take supplements to, you know, supplement the deficiency. And so we have that in our body. And I was thinking about some of the deficiencies that I have in my soul or in my spirit. It doesn't always feel that my joy is full. Sometimes I find myself having deficiencies and needing to supplement. And I find myself supplementing with things outside of God, things outside of the joy that God gives. You know, I was thinking along the same lines of a past podcast that I'd done about food addiction, and I just began to think about the woman at the well and how Jesus said, if you'll take my water, you'll never have to want again and you'll be full. So Jesus gives us a water at his well that doesn't leave us with deficiencies and wanting and filling voids. So I know I jumped right into this, but I have just a little bit of time to share what's in my spirit right now. But I'm just thinking about how life has crushes us. And here lately, as a single mom, 10 years in, I've been working 60 hours a week. I'm trying to keep up with my house. I'm trying to update it as nicely as I can so that it matches my desires for my home. I'm trying to keep my children in the events they want to be in. I'm trying to keep vehicles going, and I'm trying to keep maintenance on, you know, homes and cars and the lawn. And I'm trying to keep up with the 60 hours a week, plus go to church, get the bills paid, get the groceries. I won't say I'm trying to keep dinner on the table because we eat out too much for that at this point, just to keep functioning in a lot of cases. But there's a lot coming at me, and I'm trying to keep it all together as my back begins to bow and, you know, to bend, and my legs begin to bow, and I feel this pressure crushing in on me. And so I find myself deficient and having these deficiencies, and I want to escape. The flesh wants, you know, I want to pull out of this thing. You know, and years ago when I'd want to pull out, I would go to things that we knew wasn't right to go to. Just, you know, an escape, a day of escape, or, you know, a moment of escape. Just things without going into details that, you know, as a Christian, you don't want to turn to that. And so when I grew and began to grow with God, and the closer I got to God, the less I would allow myself to turn to anything outside. You know, and I kept thinking, man, how do Christians get their escape when they get this low and they get this much pressure on them? Like, there's got to be, is everybody able to hold it together and make sure they, I don't know, you know? And I felt like at the time, the Holy Spirit was like, pray. You got to pray. And so, whereas maybe before I would turn to something to escape, or even food to escape, God, the Holy Spirit's like, you got to pray your way through it. Well, I mean, at that moment, you definitely don't want to pray. You want to run. You want to crawl underneath something and let it smash you because you already feel so overwhelmed. You can't take on much more. You just want out. But the world, the situation that, you know, I'm currently in, I feel deficient with, you know, joy, with strength, and even with being able to really hear from God in the way, in a clear mind. I have so much that I have to do and so many communications that I have to keep with so many different people on a daily basis that I can't get my mind cleaned out enough to feel clear-minded. I feel fog. I feel overwhelmed by each new thought that enters and each new thing I remember I have to do and each new person I've got to communicate with and each new answer I have that I have question that I have to answer. And I'm like, one more thought in my head, I'm going to lose it completely. That's where I'm at. So I have these deficiencies. And because I'm trying to not, because I'm trying to figure out why I have this, you know, problem with eating, and it's escapism. You want this, I have this thing, it's like escape, just get out. And at that moment, the only thing as a Christian that I can turn to is food. But the Holy Spirit is really dealing with me and saying, if you'll come to the well, you'll not want or need again. And I'm like, man, I've been serving God all these years. How am I finding myself wanting and needing? Shouldn't I have all that I need by now? But that's not what I'm finding. I'm finding deficiencies. And certainly, as I grow in God, I don't want to turn to anything outside of God as a supplement. And as something that fills those voids only, because they don't, they're temporary. They don't really fill voids. And so they do temporarily for that moment, but that will never go away. And so the Holy Spirit wants me to turn to Jesus, where He will give and I will never have to keep getting refilled. I will never have to go back and have my bucket dipped back into the well, because He will be with me always and He will be a constant river of living waters flowing through me. And so I just wanted to share that with you today. Hope this blessed someone, and I hope you've enjoyed listening as much as I've enjoyed sharing. Be blessed in Jesus' name.